وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك أزر مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His infinite grace and mercy, shower His rahmah and blessings on you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from strength to strength. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The people will be made to stand in rows on the day of resurrection. The people of paradise will then proceed. A man will pass by a man from the people of the hellfire and he will say, 'Oh, so and so person, do you remember the day when you asked for water and I gave you a drink of water?' The man will then intercede in his favor. Another man will pass by another man, and the latter will say, 'Oh, so and so person, do you remember the day when you sent me for a certain need of yours and I went?' The man will then intercede in his favor." Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "He who walks in order to fulfill a need of his Muslim brother, then for every step that he takes, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu records 70 good deeds in his favor and wipes out 70 evils from his record till he returns from where he left him. If his brother's needs is fulfilled by him, he comes out of his sins like the day his mother has given birth to him. If he passes away while in the midst of it, like fulfilling the need of his Muslim brother, he shall enter paradise without reckoning." Subhanallah. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who acts as a go-between for his Muslim brother before a person of authority in fulfilling a good for him or alleviating a difficulty, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will help him to cross the Sirat, that is the bridge, on the day of resurrection at a time when the feet of others will slip." Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Charity is obligatory on every Muslim." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, "What if he does not have?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He must work with his hands, earn for himself, and give in charity." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, "What if he is unable to do that?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He should help a needy person who is in trouble." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, "What if he is unable to do that?" So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He should command the good or goodness." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, "What if he does not do that?" So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He should abstain from harming others, for that is also a charity. The reward for he who brings happiness to a Muslim." Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who meets his Muslim brother with what the latter loves in order to make him happy, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall make him happy on the day of resurrection." Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, "The most superior deed is bringing happiness to a believer, You either cover his body with clothing, satiate his hunger, or fulfill a need of his for him. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved deed in the sight of Allah jalla jalaluhu after the compulsory acts is bringing happiness to a Muslim. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who acts as a mediator for his brother to a person of authority for the fulfillment of some good or to bring happiness to him, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall elevate him to the highest ranks of paradise. Al-Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, surely from amongst the things that make forgiveness incumbent is bringing happiness to your Muslim brother. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which person is the most beloved to Allah jalla jalaluhu? So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the most beloved person to Allah jalla jalaluhu is the person who is of most benefit to people, and the most beloved to deed to Allah jalla jalaluhu is happiness which you give to a Muslim. You remove a difficulty from him, fulfill a debt on his behalf, or remove hunger from him. For me to walk with my brother in order to fulfill a need of his is more beloved to me than remaining in seclusion, that is i'tikaf, in this masjid, that is the masjid of Medina Munawwara, for a month. He who conceals his anger despite being able to give vent to it, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall fill his heart with his pleasure on the day of resurrection. He who walks with his brother in order to fulfill a need of his till he fulfills it, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall keep firm his feet on the day when feet will slip on the day of resurrection. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who brings happiness to a Muslim household, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will not be pleased with any reward lower than paradise for him. Ja'far ibn Muhammad narrates from his father, from his grandfather, who said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no person brings happiness to a believer without Allah Jalla Jalaluhu creating from that happiness an angel who will worship Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and believe in his oneness. When this person goes into his grave, their happiness will come to him and say, do you recognize me? He will ask, who are you? It will reply, I am the happiness which you brought to such and such a family. Now today, I will remove your solitude, dictate to you your proof, keep you firm with this firm statement, qawlu thabit, make you a witness the scenes of the day of resurrection, intercede on your behalf before your sustainer, and show you your abode in paradise. The reward for he who visits a sick person. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah jalla jalaluhu shall say on the day of resurrection, O man, I fell ill, but you did not visit me. He will reply, O my sustainer, how can I visit you when you are the sustainer of the worlds? Allah Jalla Jalalu will say, did you not know that a certain servant of mine had fallen ill, but you did not visit him? Did you not know that had you visited him, you would have found me with him? O man, I asked you for food, but you did not give it to me. He will reply, O my sustainer, how could I feed you when you are the sustainer of the worlds? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say, do you not remember that a certain servant of mine asked you for food, but you did not give him? Did you not know that had you fed him, you would have received the reward thereof from me? O man, I asked you for a drink, but you did not give me. He will reply, O my sustainer, how could I give you a drink when you are the sustainer of the worlds? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say, a certain servant of mine asked you for a drink, but you did not give him. Did you not know that had you given him a drink, you would have received the reward thereof from me. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who visits a sick person, an announcer from the sky calls out to him, saying, you have done well. Your walking towards him is excellent, and you have built for yourself an abode in paradise. Ibn Hibban rahimahullah narrates above as follows, when a person goes to see his sick brother or visits him, Allah Jalla Jalalu says, you have done well. Your walking towards him is excellent, and you have built for yourself an abode in paradise. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, who from amongst you is fasting this morning? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala replied, I am. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, who from amongst you fed a poor person today? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala replied, I did. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, who from amongst you followed the janaza, a funeral procession today? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala replied, I did. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, who from amongst you visited a sick person today? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala replied, I did. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when these qualities are collectively found in a person, he will certainly enter paradise. When these qualities are collectively found in a person, he will certainly enter paradise. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there are five things. If any one of them are done by a person, he will be under the guarantee of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He who visits a sick person, he who joins the funeral procession, he who goes out as a mujahid, he who goes to visit the imam out of respect and reverence for him, he who remains in his house whereby the people remain safe from him and he remains safe from the people. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, there are five things which if a person does in a single day, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall record him amongst the inhabitants of paradise. He who visits a sick person, attends a funeral, fasts for their day, goes out for the Jumu'ah, the Friday prayer, and frees a slave. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, visit the sick and follow the funeral processions, for they will remind you of the hereafter. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala, and Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrate that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who walks in order to fulfill the need of his Muslim brother, Allah Jalla Jalalu shades him with 75,000 angels supplicating for him. He will continue being engulfed in mercy till he completes fulfilling the needs of his brother. Once he completes, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu records a Hajj and an Umrah in his favor. He who visits a sick person, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shades him with 75,000 angels. Every time he lifts his leg, a good deed is recorded in his favor. Every time he places his leg on the ground, an evil is wiped off his record, and his rank is raised by one. This continues till he sits down in his place. Once he sits down, mercy engulfs him. This continues like that till he turns back and he reaches his own house. Simple acts, consideration for our fellow Muslim brothers, consideration for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, warrants the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in turn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives so many rewards. And that is why we must try and do these deeds as often as we can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.